Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Chatting with JD van Wyk, Stonehage Fleming Investment Management Associate Director. JD, appreciate the time. I think the big story of the week is going to be the MPC. We get that announcement tomorrow at 3 o'clock from the governor and his team. What's the expectation out there? I know what the individual consumer is hoping for as much cut as possible, but what is the sort of the market expectation in terms of rates tomorrow?
Yeah, hi Simon, and thank you very much for having me. Investment professional, and I'm also a consumer, so I have my own personal hopes and all that. But it is interesting, and expectations have been fluid over the past month. There was a lot going on in April, as everyone would be aware. Mm. It does seem to have kind of congregated around an expectation for 25 basis points or 0.25% worth of cut coming tomorrow. I personally, you know, anything can happen. I would assign yesterday it was a 70% probability today, probably an 80% probability to that that happening tomorrow. So MPC cut tomorrow is what I'm expecting.
Is the other 20 or 30% a no change or a 0.5% cut?
I would say more likely a no cut than a 0.5% cut. I don't think there's much in the way of something big like that happening right now. And there are many reasons for that. We can get into that if you want.
Yeah, I mean, and at the core, I mean, our MPC is hawkish in their DNA. You mentioned, I mean, there's a lot happening, and particularly with our Government of National Unity, which is now almost a year old. I mean, it's, I think, tomorrow is a year since the election. The Government of National Unity was 2 weeks following that. It's held up well. But further to that, a recent note you put up was the meeting at the White House in the Oval Office and the subsequent off-the-record meeting between the two presidents of South Africa and America, actually kind of a positive result for the Government of National Unity. It showed the world that, yes, coalition in South Africa is bumpy, but that it works.
Yeah, that meeting aside for now, I would comment on coalition politics in general are quite a bit more loud than if you're a single party rule, because you have varying factions, different opinions all needing to be accounted for. So, and things tend to take longer. And this is our first coalition government in democratic South Africa, right? So, you know, we shouldn't be too surprised that it was going to be messy. And April certainly was a shock, but I think a healthy one. And you know, looking back, hindsight 2020, calmer heads did prevail, thankfully. And that's not to say it's not going to continue to be tested, but, you know, something like the pantomime that was the meeting at the White House. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watched it kind of with a glass of wine, trying to not get too worked up by it, but then went straight onto Twitter afterwards to try and get a sense of kind of where consensus or sentiments are leaning. And I mean, I say Twitter X, you know, very kind of left or right, not much in the center of it. But my appraisal of it that we came away from that quite a bit better off than we could have.
Yeah.
And yes, you mentioned the kind of the working lunch that then ended up happening after the press conference. I think, you know, if you jump into the meat of it, I think, you know, at least facing the communicating that happened was good. But then, you know, what does it do for the GNU? I think in the past year or two, South Africa's definitely stepped up its kind of foreign policy agenda. We have things like the ICJ case, which has drawn a lot of attention. And then we have Trump just fully going out to sort of every nation and saying, listen, we're going to renegotiate on everything. And then in that vein, South Africa also, for other reasons, had itself placed squarely in his sights. And that almost is a unifying factor for the GNU, I think, is, you know, a lot of oxygen is now spent trying to, you know, where do we place South Africa on the global scene, as opposed to we don't have that much energy to, or as much energy to expend fighting with each other locally. So we just have to pick a battle and go with it.
I like
think
that.
The kind of global one's bigger.
Yeah, we need to pick our battles. Looking global for a moment, I mean, you know, we had the Liberation Day back on the 2nd of April. That then got pushed back 90 days from on the 9th of April. So we're about halfway through that 90 days. There's been a sort of an outlines of a deal with the UK, some trade peace of a degree with China. The sense the market seems to be taking, however, is that the Liberation Day numbers announced on that 2nd of April are unlikely to be what ultimately comes out. Is that a sentiment that you would share, that you see the market sort of taking?
I would like to 100% agree with that sentiment. I am cognizant, though, that President Trump, he's a fairly volatile character, mm-hmm. and things can happen swiftly. But yes, I think what the market is starting to realize is that his tariffs are a negotiating tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we saw just last week he threatened 50% tariffs on all European imports mm-hmm. into the US. And then on Sunday afternoon kind of said, okay, now we'll pause that as well. So while I think, risk volatility not as elevated as initially it was during Liberation Day, your point is well taken, that in July, when that 90-day kind of ceasefire period or that pause comes to an end, don't really know what can happen at then, but I don't think it'll be as hardcore as kind of the initial shock when all of that came out. And I think, he's walked it back with UK when PM Starmer went and visited. There's something forthcoming from the Japanese. So I think it's Trump doing a deal. I think it's Trump negotiation tactics. So I think less likely, but certainly not a zero probability of kind of a worse outcome when this 90-day period ends.
And that in the investment note you put out, you talk about the sort of investment outlook is still sort of prudently optimistic. And I must say, I love the phrase of prudently optimistic. I mean, it's not the sort of doom and gloom that we felt in back in April. It's not yet, completely off to the races, but there's some valuations out there. You make the point that South Africa is looking good relative to other emerging markets. It really is prudently optimistic. It's not the doom and gloom.
No, I listen, I think if you wanted to, you could purely focus on the doom and gloom,
sure.
because it's not that it's not there. But if you look at it holistically, there's plenty of opportunity investing in SA. Valuations at an aggregate level aren't demanding. I mean, any financial advisor out there will tell you that the US market remains expensive. Our government bonds are exceptionally attractive. And then from a kind of fundamental perspective, where we kind of anchor that prudent optimism while being alive and aware of the risks, I think that's the responsible thing to do, is Operation Vulindlela, or OV locally. Mm-hmm. They've just finished the first phase towards the end of last year, and the president with much fanfare kicked off the second phase about a month ago now. And I mean, there's a lot of good coming out of that. I think a key one being focused on in kind of second phase is local government, which I mean, we'll need to see what comes of that, because I think that's a hairy kind of task. But and then that's two things on that. That's kind of one of the other unifying elements for the GNU. Every party inside the GNU wholeheartedly support Operation Vulindlela,
mm-hmm.
And that it's a joint initiative between kind of National Treasury and the presidency. So that sits within the presidency. That's not driven by kind of a political party. So it's longevity. It's, will it still be here if were the GNU to collapse? I think so. And that gives us pause to be kind of constructively optimistic about what's happening on the ground.
Yeah, and I like your point. There is, to be clear, a lot out there which we are not comfortable with, but there is some things that are working, and Operation Vulindlela is definitely one of them. JD van Wyk, Stone Age Fleming Investment Management Associate Director, appreciate the time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.